This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It's been a rough couple of weather days in some parts of the country. Snow, high winds, some power outages, and transportation problems. No winter storms out here in California, but Mother Nature is still throwing a wrench into the works of some businesses. Here is today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Gloria Putnam. I'm in Vallejermo, California, in the Angeles National Forest. I manage the North American business for a Chinese semiconductor company, and I also run a goat ranch. Angeles Crest Creamery is a small goat ranch where we are working on demonstrating a type of agriculture that doesn't need imported water. We're not a profitable food business, so our income traditionally comes from our Airbnb business for farm stays and also educational events that we host. Our business was already closed starting in March because of the pandemic. And then the Bobcat fire came through here on September 19th. We evacuated all of the goats and two pigs and a horse and six dogs. We set up kind of an evacuation camp at a ranch just 6 miles north of here, from which we could actually look back up at the mountain and watch the fire hitting the ranch. We already had the financial hit of not having our income from the business since March, and then now with the fire, we've also lost our free food source. So now we have to buy hay, alfalfa hay, that we bring in, and it costs about $4,000 a month to keep the goats fed. It's a ridiculous amount of money. For a ranch with no income, it's a lot of money. And it's also kind of the opposite of what we're trying to demonstrate in terms of sustainability, because the hay is grown in the desert by pumping groundwater, so it's basically imported water. During the fire, we set up a hay fund on our website because people were asking how they can help us. And it was so helpful, actually, because during the week of the fire and the couple weeks after, we got a lot of contributions. And that allowed us to not have to worry about how to feed the goats while we were also trying to figure out just how to survive. The fire has been a pretty traumatic event for us, and we're very strong people and very resilient, which you have to be to live in the mountains with animals. But it's definitely challenged us in a way that we didn't anticipate, you know, both financially, but also just emotionally. And we feel kind of exhausted and tired. And we have to, at this moment, try and solve all these really complicated problems. So, you know, one of the reasons that the hay fund has been so important is that it gives us a little bit of time to recover ourselves while we think through these complicated problems and make the right decisions.
Gloria Putnam runs Angeles Crest Creamery in the mountains just north of Los Angeles. She's got a newsletter, too, about that ranch's recovery from the Bobcat fire. And while you're online checking that out, let us know what's happening with you. Would you? You can do that at marketplace.org/myeconomy.